Now on WVOX, the Arts and Culture Roundtable.
Hello. We have a very special guest here, renowned flutist Pamela Sklar, who will just wow you with a minute or two, and then we'll tell you all about her. It's extraordinary.
Oh,
it's extraordinary.
That was wonderful.
It's amazing watching you. I mean, I've heard you play before in a variety of different places, but it's wonderful to watch. It's wonderful to listen. I'm so excited that you're here. So,
why don't you tell us a little bit about Pamela Sklar?
She's a graduate of Manus College and has played in so many different places. You've performed really all over the place on flute, piccolo, bass flute. I didn't know there were so many different kinds of flutes.
Alto flute.
Alto flute?
And, oh, there are many flutes, yeah. Many flutes, high and low, different cultures.
You've played with Herbie Hancock, and why don't you give us a little background on how you started, who you played with, and you are not only a musician, but a composer.
I come from a musical family. I actually grew up in New Rochelle. I started playing flute when I was 5. I played through school. I studied at Manhattan School of Music during high school, and both of my older brothers and my mom were musicians. My grandma was a concert pianist. I had a very famous violin cousin, Michael Rabin. So I was always around music and always listening, and I understood. People asked me, when did you decide to become a musician? But I didn't decide. I always understood that I would be a musician. So I've always played, and I've always enjoyed many styles of music, and in my writing, it's basically classical. Although there are some improvisational areas where I get a little bit rock jazz oriented, and just finished recording my CD, A Tune for America, which is a Native American jazz tribute.
Wow.
And the concert for that is March 24th, Saturday night at the Packhouse Theater.
One thing, the piece that you just played, what was the title of that? And it was beautiful.
Oh, it's called Iapo, which loosely means great happiness. It's a Native American. Yeah. George DeJuana was known as Red Owl. He had taken this tune, and I think he just put it down, notated it. I wonder what the original was like, because the Native American flutes don't have the diatonic scale, major, minor scales.
Right.
They have modes, pentatonic scales. The tuning system is different. So played originally, I would almost give anything to go back in time and hear the way some of these things that we hear now were really played. So you can hear Native American flute. It's just beautiful.
It's it is very beautiful.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's haunting.
It is haunting.
It is, and the bass flute, it's really incredible.
What makes a flute particularly wonderful to play?
The way it's made, and the flutes that are handmade, really, that are put together with great detail and a special craft and certain alloy of metal. I have an old flute from France from 1910.
So that sound must be really rich.
It's beautiful, the craftsmanship, and the sound is just gorgeous. So it really depends on, like many fine things, how it's constructed, what it's constructed of.
So Pam, you have a new CD out, and it's called A Tune for America, a Jazz Native American Tribute. And you also perform with a group called Blues Mothers.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that. And after you do that, we're going to listen to a cut from your new CD.
The Blues Mothers is a band of 7 of us all together. We have very talented people in this band. Our lead singer, Jenny Murphy, is just beautiful, beautiful voice. And we have Hope Berkeley playing harmonica. Fabulous.
Which is unbelievable.
As you came to hear us and you really had a good time.
I couldn't get over it. I love harmonica, and this was extraordinary.
She wails.
Yeah.
Definitely. And we have Irene Marr, great songwriter. We've been playing together for decades now. And she and I have an award from Billboard magazine for a song she wrote that I arranged flute parts for. And we have Joan Indig on bass. Joan is great. Bill Reeve on drums, very talented. And we have Gilad Ben-Zvi, plays lead guitar. It's amazing.
And so you guys perform all around?
We perform in Manhattan and Westchester clubs and festivals. We open for the Holmes Brothers. We've done a lot of benefits, and we have a great time and have fun.
I would love to hear the CD. So can you set that up for us?
The first piece is a solo flute that I improvised, and it's called Heritage, meaning heritage of America, the true Americans being the Native Americans. Thank you.
And we're back, and we have a wonderful flutist with us here today, Pam Sklar. We have another cut of one of her CDs to play. Right. So we thought we'd do that first, and then we'll come back and talk a little more.
Tune for America, this is the eponymous piece, which is the title of the album. It's flute, bass, and drums.
Wonderful.
That was great.
So and who was on that cut? Who were we listening to?
Bass players, Christopher Dean Sullivan, Bob Meyer, who's playing drums. We performed this several times together.
Beautiful.
So we'll be doing this on March 24th.
Yay. Oh. You had started to talk to us about why you felt this affinity with the Native American.
I always have respected and just admired them. When I was a kid, I would see cowboy and Indian movies, and I knew the Indians would never win. And it used to really upset me. I used to think, they're so cool and creative. Basically, it was just, to me, a struggle that still goes on and has always gone on. There's such a respect and acceptance among the Native American cultures for different people. They used things in ways that were very inspiring. They didn't take more than they needed. They didn't kill for sport necessarily. They
the first environmentalists.
Yes. Yeah. And they're so overlooked, and there's such lack of awareness. So I'm hoping to help further a cause through the sales of the CD. So.
Oh, that That's would be wonderful. Great. You also have a wonderful website with lots of information.
Thank you.
What is the website?
It's my name. It's PamelaSklar.com.
It's full of all these famous people that you play with and all the things that you compose for. And what really amazes me is your range of expertise. I was looking at some of the reviews. The words, stirring, sensual solos, rich imagery, purity of tone, dazzling technique. That's extraordinary. And that comes from the New York Times, Boston Globe, and the Washington Post, people that have reviewed your performances. It all describes what I've heard.
Thank
really,
you.
Really wonderful.
And some of the people that Pamela Sklar has recorded with are artists such as Tony Bennett, Luciano Pavarotti, Harry Connick Jr., Anne Murray, Carly Simon, Boys to Men, Elvis Costello, Paul Simon, Diana Krall, Celine Dion, Rod Stewart, John Pizzarelli.
They're all amazing, but I'm always honored and delighted when I get called back to play for artists of that stature whose music I love to play, and great arrangers, including Don Sobieski, Gil Goldstein, Robert Miller, and Jorge Calandrelli, and the great players. I feel very fortunate.
That's nice. You don't want to ever get used to playing with the big guys and not really appreciate it.
I'm always striving to go to a new level and to be able to be more well-rounded.
I'm so glad you came.
I'm very happy you asked me. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.